Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
We're talking today about type 1 diabetes. You know, it used to be called juvenile diabetes, but now we're calling it type 1 because we're even seeing type 2 diabetes in kids as young as 7, 8, 9 years old. And my guest is Dr. Deborah Lotstein. She's Associate Clinical Professor of Pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. So, Dr. Lotstein, let's talk about type 1 diabetes just a little bit. Give us some basic things to go by so that people understand the difference between type 1 and type 2.
Yes, good morning. So, with type 1, sort of the reason that people have it is related to an absence of insulin, sort of an autoimmune process, and so that people with type 1 don't make insulin at all, and so for their entire life will need some, you know, replacement insulin in order to be healthy. People with type 2 still make some insulin, however, it's just not enough for their body's needs. And so they can take different kinds of medicines that help their body make more insulin, other types of lifestyle things like sometimes weight loss, more exercise, you know, more lean muscle mass will actually help their type 2 diabetes and in some cases even reverse the type 2 diabetes, you know, whereas in type 1, it's a different process. And so they're always going to have that lifelong need for insulin.
And so in type 1 diabetes, in the beta cells of the pancreas, they're destroyed, they're damaged. This is not something, as you mentioned, lifestyle can help to control, but lifestyle and control is of the utmost importance in type 1 diabetes. So speak
Absolutely.
About the challenges, yeah. As you know, as an exercise physiologist, Dr. Lotstein, I've worked with so many diabetics, both young children and adults that have had it since they were young. The challenges as these kids grow old enough that they should be seeing an adult doctor, monitoring their own glucose levels and their own insulin. So speak about some of those challenges, and if they're a parent listening of a child with type 1, what can you do to teach your child to have better control?
Right. So absolutely, just because you know, lifestyle is very important for a type 1 to stay healthy, and so and exercise and diet are key for that as well as the medication, being able to take the medications on a regular basis. And so for on the parent side, you know, of course, depending on when the child is, you know, the age of the child when they're diagnosed, but the parent needs to help the child learn, and they can start learning at a pretty young age. You know, even a child of 5 or 6, you know, years old can start to take some responsibility, you know, for their own diabetes care in a very, you know, age-appropriate way. And this is of the utmost importance because as they become adults and, you know, young adults and into adulthood, they'll need to have the skills that they need to have to follow the diet and the medication and the exercise regimen on their own. So it's something that all parents, you know, have to work with their children to learn healthy lifestyles, but the ante is much higher for these young people, and it really needs to be, I think, a focus of the parents to really be very mindful and having the child be as involved as possible from an early age.
Well, and the thing is also, Dr. Lotstein, that when a parent finds out they've got a type 1 diabetic child, they have a learning curve to learn. You know, the parent
Absolutely.
Has to learn, and then they sort of learn with their child, as, you know, something like this. Now, genetically, is it very typical if you have an adult with diabetes that your child will then have it?
So type 2, actually, the type that where your body still makes insulin, that's actually more genetically sort of driven. There is a genetic relationship in type 1, but it's not as strong. So, I mean, that's, you know, obviously a concern of people with type 1. And there are, I know, of course, research studies looking at children at higher risk for type 1. because they have a relative with it. But generally, that's not as much the case. But with type 2, definitely a parent with diabetes, you know, parent has type 2, their child is going to be at higher risk for type 2 themselves. And so it's a case where that kind of learning curve, like you're saying, it's really a family learning and a family, you know, habits, family meals, family exercise that really everyone needs to get on board with.
They certainly do now in the study, the transitioning from pediatric to adult care. You know, in this study that you did, give us a little bit about the problems that this study found in transition of care. So you've got a teenager who's just learning. They're really trying to keep themselves well-controlled. They're exercising. You know, that type A personality has to come out really because you have to be absolutely time-sensitive when you're doing your insulin, your glucose monitoring, your exercise, what you're eating. You know, and teenagers are so... We know how they are. So they're right. Changing over at this point, starting to think about seeing, you know, an adult doctor. What is the problem in the transition of this care?
Right. And so, you know, like, as you pointed out, just for any adolescent, you know, that can be a difficult time. It's not necessarily, you know, it's a time where people are really trying to have their own individual lives and separate from parents somewhat. And yet these children really need a lot of care and need to follow these kind of strict regimens. And so we were really interested in the question of just, you know, we know that children with type 1 diabetes need lifelong care, and we know that they need age-appropriate care, meaning that as when they are adults, they should see adult doctors because they have other problems besides their diabetes that are very adult-related. And so just like everyone else, they should be going to adult doctors. So our question with this research was, what's happening to these young people when they do switch to adult doctors? And that's something that other people have tried to look at, sometimes just looking at one clinic and sort of following people from one clinic or looking at one point in time. But we had the opportunity with the SEARCH study, which is a national study of youth with diabetes, who are from all across the country. It's at 6 sites across the United States.
Dr. Lotstein, we only have just about 30 seconds left.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we were able to follow them, and we did show that they were at higher risk for having worse diabetes control, meaning higher blood sugars, when they went to adult care. This is a very vulnerable time, and they just need a lot of extra support when they're switching to adult care, and it's something that families and patients really need to work together on.
Well, and that's the main message, listeners, is that when your child is transitioning to that adult care, especially when they have something such as type 1 diabetes, they need extra support and extra help learning how that transition's going to go, and that will give better outcomes. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children on Radio MD. Stay well.